This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. We're going to conclude our Mind Games series this week with another look at the intersection of video games and mental health. You may remember yesterday we went to University of Southern California, where they're building virtual reality programs for soldiers with post-traumatic stress disorder. Well, today we're going to a VA hospital in Manhattan, where these programs are being administered. Dr. Michael Kramer tries to help his patients by recreating their own traumatic experiences. He brings me into a windowless room with a computer control center and a swiveling chair that sits on a platform.
That's just for the physical sensation of being in a Humvee that's idling, or when an explosion goes off, that will rattle.
The other notable thing about this setup is a piece of headgear that's got a big thick wire coming out of it, and that's what the patient wears, correct?
Correct.
Now, do you find that this is more useful for people of a certain age?
It is more accessible for a certain group of people who were just more comfortable with this kind of environment. So you get younger kids who you ask them, come talk to me, I'm a psychologist, tell me about what happened to you, are very resistant to that idea, but sometimes you show them this and they think, oh, okay, well,
I get this,
without them having to verbalize everything, because I can present the imagery and I can present the sounds and I can present the smells. This is a smell machine.
There's a smell machine?
There's a scent machine, yeah, that you can present scents that are reminiscent of certain military experiences.
What are your choices?
I will show you.
So I'm looking at this machine, and it's like a black box, and you've unscrewed the front of it, and it has all these little jars in it.
That's right.
Salts and little rocks and things like that that you would derive smell from. Weapon fire.
Yeah.
So that smells like gunpowder,
basically. For some veterans, this really triggers a visceral reaction. Oh, my God. I've had treatments where all I did was play the sounds. I've had treatment where all I did was present the scent machine. That's the art of this work.
Where do you see all this going, this idea of almost video game technology informing therapy?
I've imagined what it would be like if I'm around for the day they have 3D holograms in the middle of a room where someone could explore some of their traumatic experiences. But at the end of the day, the theory behind all this is very traditional and very standard. When you fall off the horse, the best thing to do, if you can, is get back up on it and not let that fear come to dominate and dictate how you move through life.
Dr. Michael Kramer, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You can find lots more from our Mind Games series on our website, marketplacetech.org.